Well, the college sports world saw its first ever NIL holdout with former Tennessee quarterback Nico Imaleava. This was just a couple of days ago. And this story, from start to finish, with Nico Imaleava at Tennessee, paints the perfect picture for where we are with NIL in sports. And this had an ugly ending after a groundbreaking and truly revolutionary beginning to his career at Tennessee, which we're going to get into that into this video. First, folks, if you could please like and subscribe down below. Also, I put my X account in the description. If you guys could follow me there as well, I'd greatly appreciate that. But let's get into this video, folks. So Nico Imaleava and Tennessee, their relationship is over. Nico hasn't officially hit the transfer portal yet, but Josh Heupel this past Saturday, just yesterday from when I'm recording this, before their A-Day game, said that Nico and Tennessee will be moving on from each other. You know, said nobody's bigger than the Tennessee program, such and such. So what happened? Where did this start? So story broke late last week that Nico Imaleava and Tennessee were having active NIL negotiations. So right now we're in spring practice for college football. Most teams had their Saturday spring games this past Saturday. So that ended off the spring period for those teams, and now they're transitioning into the summer training program. But with the last week of spring football practice, Nico decided to renegotiate his NIL deal. Nico was earning $2 million a year on a four-year contract with Tennessee, total of $8 million. He wanted to double that, and he wanted to get it increased to $4 million every year. And Tennessee was not really having it. They weren't giving him any ground. They weren't budging at all, because here's the problem, folks. When you sign an NIL deal, which Nico had an NIL deal that he signed his freshman year going into Tennessee, when you sign that deal, the program now knows they have a certain amount of allotted money that they're able to give to current players and other players recruiting in the transfer portal and such. So if they've already made a deal with other players, recruits, transfer portal guys, and then you want to come along and say, nope, I want to renegotiate my deal, The program doesn't really have much they can do. They've already had the agreement of how much, you know, they're going to pay you. It was pretty late. I mean, if he wanted to negotiate this after the season was over, where some reports say that the period or the conversation where they started talking about contract negotiations was right after the season, obviously they weren't able to get anything done. But if this were to transpire much earlier, maybe there's more room and more time for Tennessee to negotiate with Nico, because they haven't made the agreements and, you know, contractual agreements with other players yet. Maybe if they did that earlier, they would have some room, you know, to work with. Doing it right before spring practice is over, there's not much room for both sides to work with, okay? Because what you've done is you've hamstrung Tennessee. And there's nothing they can do, and you're going to end up being disappointed. And we saw the ugly finish that we saw with Nico and Tennessee parting ways. But it's really funny. It's almost poetic, because Nico Imaleava, the way his college football career started, was transformative and really started this shift and this change in the college football and the college sports world, for that matter, with how he came to Tennessee. So Nico Imaleava signed that $8 million contract, like I was telling you about earlier, to go play at Tennessee when he committed there, and he went there out of high school. Then the NCAA started an investigation and claimed that this was a pay-for-play scenario and was looking into if this was even going to be allowed. And then the Tennessee Attorney General then sued the NCAA on behalf of Tennessee for this, you know, because the NCAA was trying to get in the way and keep this from happening. And the state of Tennessee and the University of Tennessee ended up winning that court case. And that started a domino effect in the world of college sports, where these NIL pay-for-play contracts, which, to be fair, the NCAA was right that that's what it was, but that's what NIL is. So, you know, the cat was already out of the bag when Nico signed that contract. NIL was already done deal. So the state of Tennessee winning this lawsuit against the NCAA that started this whole contractual NIL pay-for-play scenario where it's pretty much like the NFL, Wild Wild West in college football. College sports as a whole, for that matter, college basketball especially too, but mainly college football with, I mean, we just saw the first NIL holdout in college football. College football is the biggest mess with NIL, I would say, because it's got the most money in it. So it is the biggest mess. And Nico Imaliava, you know, his commitment to Tennessee and signing that $8 million NIL deal is what kickstarted this whole mess in college football. So it's pretty poetic that the way Nico's career at Tennessee ended was with an NIL dispute and the first ever NIL holdout in college sports. It fits for that matter. And by the way, folks, let me just say this. I'm all for players getting paid in this new world of college football, okay? If we're going to have the conversation of NIL being taken completely out of perspective and being completely twisted into something that it was completely not meant to be in the first place, you know, NIL was supposed to be players being able to make money off of commercials, being able to work jobs and make money that way, if they want to be in the video games, and for that matter, all that stuff's cool. And it's stuff that should have been allowed much longer and much, much earlier on than when it actually was allowed. This should have been a done deal way before NIL actually became official. But the problem was there weren't enough guardrails and there wasn't enough things in place to keep it from becoming the mess that it is. And the NCAA was behind the eight ball with the Supreme Court ruling that players can make money on, you know, in college sports. And the NCAA, like I said, it was almost like they weren't expecting this ruling at all. And when this ruling happened, then, you know, Pandora's box was open and now the NCAA is trying to reel it back in, but they're behind. And we're seeing the mess transpire and, you know, the effects are happening with Nico Imaliava and this whole NIL holdout. But all that being said, I'm for players getting paid in this world the right way. Commercials, advertisement, you know, whatever, the right way. This pay-for-play nonsense is not what it was meant to be. NIL was not meant to be a pay-for-play scenario. And what do you get when you get pay-for-play scenarios? You get what we just saw. We get players not showing up to practice and holding out for more money after they've signed a contract. This is the thing, folks. These players aren't obligated to stick to their contract. There's no obligation for Nico Imaliava. He can just leave Tennessee after he signed this $8 million contract. And now Tennessee is the one that was screwed in this whole scenario because now they're in their spring practice, their spring offseason is over, and they don't have a quarterback. So now they got to go into the transfer portal or maybe promote the backup to be the quarterback when he wasn't planning on being the quarterback. So Tennessee really got screwed in this whole matter. Meanwhile, Nico gets to go to a different school and get the money that he wants because somebody out there will pay him. Whether it's USC, Colorado, Ohio State, whoever it is, Nico is going to get what he wants money-wise. But Tennessee, meanwhile, like I said, they really got screwed in this whole scenario because there's nothing obligating the players to stick to their contract. And that is really the big problem, folks, and that's what I'm trying to argue in this video. There's not enough in place to make sure players stick out and fulfill their end of the deal. If you want to sign one-year contracts, fine. If you want to sign two-year contracts, fine. Nico signed a four-year contract. His entire football career at Tennessee, it would have been. He signed a contract. But he gets halfway through, and he's like, you know, I actually think I want more money. And now he just gets to skip practice and then go in the transfer portal and leave. That's not right. That's not how the NFL works, by the way. We've seen holdouts in the NFL from, you know, guys wanting bigger contracts. Like, that has happened many times. But the problem is, when that's happened, while they're still contractually, you know, obligated to play for the team that they sign a contract for, they're fined and there's punishments for that. And the pressure's on the player to work out a deal because he signed a contract to play for that team. And the holdouts, by the way, when the contract is up and they're a free agent, that's completely different. They can do whatever they want in that matter. If the franchise tag is normally what happens in that scenario where it's a one-year deal where the team just extends the contract another year to keep that player. But when guys hold out because they want more money and they've already signed a contract, they can play that game. You know, there's a window you can play that game in the offseason. And if the team wants to pay more, they're free to do that. But like I said, there's pressure on the player because the player has a contract he has to abide by. That's not how it is in college football. Like I said, it's the wild, wild west. And if we're going to move forward in this world of NIL and college football, there's got to be some pressure on the players, okay? Because we got 18 to 22-year-olds dictating things and completely, you know, screwing over their teams, their college teams that have put money behind them. Tennessee put $8 million behind Nico Imaleava and actually sued the NCAA so that he could get that contract. But Nico then stabs his team in the back after he left the guy that took him to the dance, you know, and now he's going and looking for a new team that'll pay him what he wants. And it's not right. It's not right, folks. And NIL has twisted college football, and it doesn't have the same passion and pageantry behind it like it used to, because players are just going to who's going to pay them the most. There's no loyalty to schools anymore, and there's no passion and love for the school that you play for. And that's what we just saw. And money dictates everything now. And if we're going to move forward with that, you know, format, that's fine. There has to be a justice made, though, because this was a crap show. This Nico situation was a crap show where he's just not going to show up to practice because the school doesn't want to pay him more after he signed a 4-year contract. That's got to be fixed. And there's got to be the NCAA has got to get out in front of this. And they've been behind it from the beginning. Like I said, ever since the Supreme Court ruled it, they've been behind the eight ball. The NCAA has to get some guts to stick up to the players. And in that scenario, we may see a players union, moving forward. We already see revenue sharing becoming a thing this college football season. And we could see a players union come out of that. And now we're going to have the players union negotiate with the schools themselves, because in that scenario, players are technically employees of the school. I'm pretty sure that's what revenue sharing dictates now, that players are employees of the school. They're not student athletes. They're not employees. So we could see a players union in college football come from this, and you know, the negotiations, you know, between them. The players union would be great for Nico in this situation, but it's going to get messy, folks. And if there's a union in college football for players and they're doing the negotiating alongside the player with schools, college football and college sports as a whole is going to get real messy, and it's going to be completely unrecognizable. It can be fixed, though. It can be fixed, because there needs to be some tweaks made where players have to, and they have to hold up to their end of the deal. And Nico Imaleava, the guy that took Tennessee to the playoffs, who, by the way, folks, a lot of people are saying, and I would agree with that, he was nowhere even worth the extra $2 million a year that he was wanting. Some people, I would argue, he's not even a top 5 quarterback in the SEC, and yet he's wanting that much money. It's pretty ridiculous, in my opinion. He's going to get that money somewhere. So, you know, props to him for that, I guess. But the way he went about it was not right. And him holding out of spring practice after playing all of last year as a starter, going through off spring ball this offseason, working out with the guys, getting in reps with his receivers and his teammates, and then to, you know, give him the finger right before the A-Day, or the spring game for Tennessee, and then having this public departure, this messy, ugly public departure from Tennessee, it was not right, folks. But you can't really blame Nico to a certain extent, because this is the world we live in, and the NCAA did not put enough guardrails up for this stuff not to happen. But moving forward, what I would like to see is changes to where players hold up to the end of the deal. If we're going to have a union, go ahead and get it done, and let's get that over with. I would like for there not to be a union in college sports, but if we're in this revenue-sharing era where, you know, players are employees of the school, I think maybe a union could help this thing not get so messy. I mean, if there is a union and somebody for the NCAA or Tennessee in this matter to actually negotiate with, that would be one thing. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten so messy and out of hand. But the union is going to cause headaches, and that it's going to cause a headache no matter what. But I would rather just bite the bullet and go forward with the union so that this stuff can maybe be prevented in the future, and have less NIL holdouts. Because, folks, NIL holdouts in college football is going to get it's gonna get ugly in college football, like I said. So I would like to see some changes to be made to prevent this Nico situation, something like it, from happening again. And we'll see where Nico goes in this offseason. He's a solid quarterback. Some school is going to think he's worth that money. Tennessee obviously did not. And props to Tennessee, though, and Josh Heupel for not bending the knee. And if they would have done that, it would have set a precedent that would have been really bad moving forward. So props to Tennessee for sticking to their end of the deal and their contract, because they got obligations to other players. And if they pay more money to Nico in this situation, they can't pay that money to other players they've already agreed to. So good thing for Tennessee and good for them to do that. But like I said, UCLA, USC, I've seen being rumored for Nico to go to. Colorado's name also has been floated around. He's from Southern Cal, so he'll probably go back home to the West Coast. Ohio State, too. Ohio State has a quarterback battle of their own going on up there. But if Nico could come in and win the job right away, they maybe want to pay him. We saw them pay him for $20 million last year and won the national championship, so they're maybe incentivized to spend even more money and go get a quarterback in the transfer portal, Nico Imaleava. But the bottom line is, folks, Nico's time at Tennessee is over. It was public. It was ugly. And the first NIL holdout in college sports history is going to set a precedent moving forward, and the NCAA needs to make some changes before that precedent gets too out of hand. But thanks for tuning in to this episode of Out of Right Field with JP, folks. Like I said, please like and subscribe down below if you like this video. Check out our other videos if you like this one. And we'll see you guys next time. Same time, same channel. We'll see you then.